More cowbell, Bill. I want more cowbell.
More cowbell. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Our friend Dane Neal is here. Always good to see you, Dane. How are things? Everything good?
Everything's great. Wow, the volume's so high. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Good to see you guys. Great to be here. Unseasonably normal weather for today.
Yep.
Unseasonably normal.
Yep. You have brought with you a man with many hot dogs.
Well, a man who speaks to the hot dog like no other. He's known in hot dog circles, and of course Chicago, that's royalty, as the hot dog whisperer. And he has traveled the world and been a big part of the Four Seasons, you know, elevated cuisine all around the world, but has come home not only the Four Seasons in Chicago for a long time, but his restaurant Duck Inn, which is in Bridgeport, I think, right?
That's correct.
Bridgeport, which, you know, so he's definitely raising the bar there on the food side. And Chef Kevin Hickey is with us.
Hey, Kevin.
How are Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be
glad
here.
Glad to have you. The name would imply that duck could be possibly one of the specialties at the Duck Inn, is it?
It is definitely something we have a few options of. The name actually came from my great-grandmother's bus stop diner in the Depression, and the Duck Inn was kind of a turn of phrase, so you ducked in.
You duck into hideouts.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
It's not just about duck, but we have plenty of duck.
Bill, you love duck.
Love it.
I mean,
go nuts
love
for
it.
Yeah.
Well, you got to come in. You got to have it.
I'm in. How is it prepared best at
dog?
Your place?
Well, our rotisserie duck is our signature dish. So we do a whole duck on our rotisserie for a couple of hours. We take the breast off, do that separately, cook the potatoes in the duck fat, and then I'll toss it all, bring it all together at the table. It's really something unique. But
would you do cherry glaze or orange glaze?
We don't glaze.
No?
No.
None?
Glaze,
you can
no.
Bring your own.
That's how we keep our skin so crispy.
Oh.
And then our dish changes throughout the season, so in the summer we'll have cherries on the dish, and right now we have like blood oranges and tangerines.
I am so scared of duck, but every time you make me eat it, it's so good. Because it's duck. It's
nothing
not something that you eat
fear.
On a regular basis.
But it's so
just
like,
a bird.
For me, it's so flavorful. If you compare it to like turkey or anything else, like or even
turkey's
chicken.
Awful.
I'm with you.
Two kindred spirits.
I hate
with you.
Oh, turkey's awful.
The worst, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They forgot to flavor it.
Yeah. No.
Just like some people travel with like hot sauce in their personal possessions. Where Bill always has an orange duck glaze.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Just
duck glaze. I keep duck fat in my back pocket.
So
I get my hair like this.
So there's, you can see him at the Duck Inn down there.
Which is great for radio because everybody can see what I'm talking about.
But, we'll take a picture later. Put it on Facebook.
But Chef Hickey and 20 other chefs, you can see them tonight at an important event where you can get some great food from amazing chefs and places around Chicago, but also help out an important cause. And you know, so many important causes in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We support a bunch of them. This one, it's not often that it's ones that have been in the headlines and actually like hurricane relief and recovery for somewhere within the realm of America. We don't always have to have Chicago chefs step in, but Recipe for Relief for Puerto Rico, they're doing it tonight. Still some tickets available, and 21 great chefs, and Chef Hickey is just one of the cavalcade of stars. Who else is going to be?
Oh, we got a lot of great guys. You know, my buddy Jimmy Banos put this together. He had done Recipe for Relief for Hurricane Katrina a few years back, and now he's rolling it back out for Puerto Rico. So he'll be there. His son Jimmy will be there as well. Giuseppe Tintori from, he's got multiple restaurants. Bill Kim, Tony Mantuano, Tony Priolo from
Piccolo Sonio,
and John Hogan, and you know, a lot of great guys.
List.
Good, very. I mean, I'll tell you, for $75, you're going to get an amazing array of food.
And, 21 great chefs.
Big open bar. We've got some great stuff at the bar. I know we have an awesome brewery that's going to be there.
Yep.
From Michigan, from Pawpaw, Michigan. Lucky Girl. I think they're coming to Chicago soon. So
tickets are still available if people want to get tickets. We're going to give a pair away in just a little bit, but how do they get them if they don't win them?
And reasonable, too. $75 per ticket. A lot of these events go for much higher when you're going to get that kind of array of food and all those chefs participating. But $75 per ticket. Recipe for Relief Puerto Rico, one word, .eventbrite.com is the place you can do it. It's at the Lakewood, which is a great event venue, 756-758 West Lake Street in Chicago. So it's, and here's the one thing about it too. It's one thing to support great causes, and there's a lot of needy situations out there, but this is kind of that whole, you know, instead of just giving a man a fish, teach him to fish, you guys are supporting, you know, the culinary programs and schools in Puerto Rico. That is the one job where you can travel the world if you've got kind of the skills to do food. It can be great.
Yeah, you know, as usual, the restaurant industry and hospitality industry stepped up big in Puerto Rico, and restaurants just opened their doors and fed people. And now those guys need a little relief. They need a little help.
Yeah.
We're helping out a culinary school down there. And,
very nice.
And getting some support back to these people who really need it.
Very, very nice. Shall we give a pair of tickets away?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Trivia and how question? Will they get these tickets? Is this all easy to figure out on the air?
Well, relatively easy if you've been following along. And of course, if you know not only Kevin's great history with Chicago baseball as well as the culinary scene. So, yeah. If I've got the question correct, okay, Kevin Hickey, he's the chef.
I can do it if you want
okay,
to.
Okay, yes.
You
want me to? Right. You've got it down.
What former player for the Chicago White Sox has the exact same name, first and last, as Chef Kevin Hickey? Who is it? 312. 981-7200.
What
that's
caller?
That's a brain twist. That's
Lucky 7?
Lucky 7,
for,
yes.
For two tickets.
Yeah. Hey.
Middle name included, right, Bill?
No middle name. First name and last name in that order. So which, once again, which former White Sox player has the exact same name as our friend Chef Kevin Hickey? Give us a call. Be caller 7 at 312-981-7200.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. And
absolutely.
Can I ask really quickly before we do go to a break? You brought in some hot dogs.
I did.
What exactly goes on with those hot dogs?
We have the duck fat hot dog is one of our signatures at the Duck Inn, and we like to have a lot of fun with it. Normally, we serve it Chicago style, but we like to mix it up, and this is the hot dog that we're going to be doing tonight. This is our K-pop American Fun Time wiener.
It looks so good.
So it's our duck fat hot dog with Kim Cheese Whiz, XO aioli, caviar, little hot chilies, and cilantro.
Oh, nice. That is nice.
Recipe for relief, and it is at the Lakewood tonight, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for tickets. If you're not the winner, and you know someone will be for those
right.
two tickets.
Right. Well, can we talk to Tim?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Hi, Tim. A question was asked by one Bill Leff.
The question was this, Tim. What White Sox player, former White Sox player, has the exact same name, first and last, as our friend Chef Kevin Hickey? It's a tough question. Do you know
Thank
the answer?
God you repeated it, yeah.
I do repeat the name is Kevin Hickey.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hickey.
You're going tonight. Yeah. Some good, wonderful food with wonderful chefs and some drink. And hang on, and we will tell you how you will get those tickets.
Thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. I'm on the road in my semi, and I got you guys on all the time. You're thoroughly entertaining. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Hope we don't cause an accident.
Hope you got voice dial.
Stand by. All right,
Kevin,
we have to
great
figure
to
out.
See you.
Great to be here.
Have a great time tonight. This event sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break and then more. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Dane Neal's revolving door of guests. I love when you do this.
Well, you know, whenever there's a good cause out there, it's, you know, Chef Kevin Hickey, who also is very closely aligned with the former baseball great, you know, said they've got a big event for a great cause. It's great to have him in and share that.
But it doesn't stop there, Dane. Look, the wheel has spun yet again.
You know, the words, but wait, there's more, wouldn't
be
appropriate.
But wait, there's
more. Right?
I thought you called me butt weight.
No, Wendy.
God,
not
Dane.
With you in the room.
That's terrible.
Come on.
Okay, so this is a place, so many great experiences, not only the one tonight, obviously for the fundraiser, but also just in general in the restaurant and food situation around Chicago, a lot of elevated things. Not everything is perfect for kids, though, right?
Right.
And families. Now, I remember being a kid in Wisconsin, there was this mythological place called the Safe House in Milwaukee.
I know it well.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where people described the premise that, you know, hey, there's no signs. You get in through a phone booth and you get in there. And of course, untold a fun and amazing hijinks ensue. You flash forward to now, and we have here a newer restaurant in Chicago that captures a lot of that fun, a lot of the cloak and dagger espionage side of things, but also is open and available for families. Plus has like the best burger in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's Safe House Chicago. We've got Heather Converse, also known. I don't know if we should probably block out her face on the video feed too, because she's also known as Agent High Tops. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Heather. Hi. How are you?
Have we met you before, Agent High Tops? I thought we did.
I don't think so.
Somebody pretending to be you, maybe.
She could never say yes.
No, like, of course
that's true.
Secrecy.
It's clearly for me to know and you to never find out.
I love this stuff. What a great idea.
Yeah. How long has Safe House been open here in Chicago, Heather?
We just hit our one-year anniversary on March 1st.
Yeah, very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how does it differ from the one? The one in Wisconsin has been there for
51 years. Yeah, we just celebrated 51 last October.
All right, so what are the, other than the fact
and
that
she's
it's
been
newer,
at, she's worked at both, too.
Yes.
So you have.
Yes.
So what are the major differences between Milwaukee's and ours?
The one in Milwaukee has a history that Chicago will never have, because simply it's been open 51 years, owned by the original owners. And it's more of a speakeasy-like, very 1960s theme, a little dingier, darker, still very welcoming, but yet, you know, older. It has that older vibe to it. Where here in Chicago, it's more of a modern James Bond penthouse is what we like to call
it. Nice. Very, very nice.
It's almost a museum, too. You get a chance to get down there, and it's got all the kind of sneaky, weird ways to get in, you know, where you have to go through some orientation and a secret door, and you get down there. But they have kind of, you know, items and artifacts from the Cold War, from spy movies. It's like a museum. It, lots
exactly.
of stuff to see.
Lots to explore and decode riddles to really embrace the world of espionage.
Sometimes when something's a hit in one city, because like we said, you originated in Milwaukee, there's an apprehension to try it in other cities. What made everybody believe that Chicago was a good location to move to?
What made him believe? Well, it's, you know, it's a jump and skip over the border, basically. Yeah. Far enough away, but yet close enough for us to be able to operate through the original location still. And I don't think espionage is not wanted anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's something that has been so far gone for so long and so secretive that bringing it back, sort of say, has been a lot of fun.
Well, that's a great question, Bill, too, because you got to think it isn't far enough away where, just like me, there's a certain amount of like that kind of, you know, the history that precedes itself. So how often do you have where people come in and say they've either heard of, you know, the legend of the place in Milwaukee, or they've been to it when they visit you here in Chicago?
Oh, consistently on a daily basis. Actually, they make a point to go to both locations. There's people that are even traveling, like on spring break right now, and they're making it so that they're hitting both locations in the same time because we're only an hour and a half away from each other. And then people, what we call repeat offenders, who come here to see the Chicago location because they've been to the Milwaukee location. They're like, oh, we haven't been to the Milwaukee one in 30 years. We heard this one in Chicago. We want to come check it out. Or we were just at that one like a year ago, you know. So they really enjoy being able to see two different experiences because they are so different.
And if for someone who's never done this, how does it work exactly? Yeah. You have to find your way out of... How does it work?
We have to find your way in, actually. So when you're a spy or an agent, you're seeking safety. So you don't want to have other people know where you're going. So essentially, you're looking for a door, which in Chicago here, we have a red door. In Milwaukee, it's a red door, more modern here, of course. And you'll see a giant burger on the street, which some people still will walk past us 17 times before actually finding us. And you walk into a room, which if you ever watch a James Bond movie, he has a secretary called Agent M, or Money Penny. Yeah. We call them Agent M. And you walk into Money Penny's office. And if you don't have the password to get in, you have to pass a top secret clearance test and be cleared by control in order to enter. And then once you've been cleared to enter, you come downstairs and you get to, everybody in there is watching you and gets to, you know, clap and applaud for your performance, essentially, that they didn't know they were being watched on.
Yeah.
And then you get to embrace our world of espionage. Everybody's in character. It's truly an experience.
And there's a lot of challenges that happen inside. So the kids get a list of kind of this, I don't know, like a treasure hunt of things to kind of figure out, and puzzles and stuff like that. Here's the thing, too, is you're just like Rainforest Cafe. You can have, you know, parrots and alligators and lions roaring and all that kind of stuff. It's known for the fun and a lot of the ambiance, but not so much for the food. These guys take the food very, very seriously. It's crazy. You guys were voted best burger in Chicago. Look at all the competition, all the chefs. They've got the best burger right there.
It was within our first 6 months we actually got voted. We tied with Au Cheval in Chicago Magazine.
So what did that mean to you? What was business like the next day when you got that accolade? It must have been a pretty good
time. We were blown away. Yeah, at first we were like, wait, what? We won? Huh? We were nominated?
That's
you know,
great.
It was very, very shocking. And it did. It really helped boom business, you know, and people were like, oh, we got to try this fish burger. Which one it was? And we're like, well, we don't really know which one it was. We were just voted. Like, just our patty in general.
Yeah.
But we always go with our mother of all burgers, which is our number one selling burger.
As an homage to the Wisconsin roots, you know, had a lot of cheese curds all over the place.
People God, I love cheese curds.
And they have... And I've got to say, it's the best cheese curds that I have had, and they brought some with. You guys will be able to try some as well.
Right.
But it's another item that's on the appetizer side that is really awesome.
Well, we like to keep the Wisconsin tradition. You know, you got to bring a little bit with us when you're faring away from something so amazing. So they're actually white cheddar curds from Wisconsin that we batter fresh.
That
and
you smuggle
fried,
in.
That we smuggle in, of course.
You know,
down here
in
Chicago.
A wheel well.
With the theater.
You know,
right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If only we could smuggle Spotted Cow, too.
I was going to ask if you could bring some back for me. A case would be nice.
Well, it's always exciting. The Safe House is great. Give us, are you allowed to give the address, or is that problematic?
I mean, I can give the address.
Roundabout area?
Yeah. You know, we want people to come and experience it. But we are on 60 East Ontario, somewhere, you know, we like to say somewhere in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Near Rush and Ontario. You're going to look for the red door. It's going to say International Exports on a very small sign outside, because that's what we technically, our name is International Exports. And find the red door.
And then a website?
SafeHouseChicago.com.
You get a lot of families fighting in there at trying to solve things on their own.
No, a lot of people do a lot of teamwork, you know, because their riddles aren't easy. If spy life was easy, it wouldn't be fun. So we definitely make it a challenge. We definitely challenge our incoming agents. So.
Excellent.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Agent Hightops.
Thank you so much.
Nice. Thanks, Heather. And Dane, thank you. Really appreciate it. Great to see you. People can hear you over the weekend this weekend?
The next weekend they will for sure.
Okay.
We've got some Blackhawks or White Sox going on, but the exciting stuff always on WGN.
Excellent. That's Dane Neal. Thanks, Dane.
Thank you, Dane.